Okay, well, that took a performance and a half. Hi, everybody, and welcome to another crazy episode of What in the World is Paul Nimmo? And, as usual, expect total randomness and, everything else. For starters, it took me ages to remember or to figure out how to even record here. And I don't know why, it's one of those things. So, has it really been a month since I recorded here? And I had someone actually phone me the other day, of all things. Hi, you know who you are, and you've told me not to broadcast your name and everything, so I won't. And actually said to me, well, you know, that was nice, but how come there are only 3 episodes or 4 episodes, however many there are. Get it right, Paul. No, I'm not going back and editing that. Couldn't be bothered. Okay. So here is my very long and involved explanation of why there have been no episodes in the last month. I'm lazy. There, that's it. 2 words. I simply have not gotten around to it. So, I don't know. There's an applause button, but there's no... You know what? It really... I think I said this before in a really earlier episode. There is an applause button. There should be a boo button as well. You should be able to... Or a gong or something. You should be able to sort of, you know, or a raspberry or something. But, all right. Don't get carried away, Paul. Okay. Coin laundries. This is the subject of today. I promised people that I would talk about my journey here I'd be curious to know, actually, how many people find themselves in my position, not as a result of the death of a loved one. At this age, it starts to become probable or possible, particularly if your loved one is older than you or whatever. But even not necessarily. I mean, look at the people who, this year even, God rest them, who I've known, who died not necessarily at an old age, but who end up in this position, in a situation like me, because of, you know, that wonderful promise, I'll be with you forever, that nobody keeps anymore. Or at least, I won't say nobody, because I do know some people who have. But most people don't. They couldn't be bothered, I guess. Or they just don't have the wherewithal to do it. Or, you know, it, who knows? And I'm not going to go there, because it's not relevant to this situation. However, I find myself... Okay. As most of you know, I'm blind, so because I was born blind, this has become very little deal in my life most of the time. But when I first got here, I got the landlady went through the laundry with me and the layout, and it looked real simple. Not really. So I got down to do my first laundry a week or so into being here, however long it was, and looked at this machine and thought, oh, did I ever understand this thing? I mean, this is not a washing machine. This looks like a video game, you know? And because it had place for money, it has a screen, it had like, that's the other thing, touch buttons these days. Nothing has dials anymore and pressable buttons. It's all like touch buttons. And heaven help you if you touch the wrong one, if you can't see what you're doing, because it'll go anyway. So, all right. Fortunately, these aren't quite those sort of buttons. They've got borders, and they're easy enough to figure out. So I, my landlady, I should say, kindly went through it again with me, this time on tape. I thought, this is what I'll do. I'll make a voice message, and I will have it all organized. No worries. I go down there, and $4 it costs you for a load of washing these days. I mean, you don't ever want to get, like, you know, stuck with a whole bunch of washing. You go broke washing. I mean, I can get a beer for that price and sit and enjoy myself rather than the labour of actually washing and drying my clothes. You know, wow. But anyway, So you have to have the right, you have to have toonies and quarters, which for those of you not in Canada, toonies are a $2 coin. That's because the $1 coin is a loony, because it has a loon, as in the bird, on it. This is my understanding anyway. Anyone, feel free to chime in and correct me, but I'm pretty sure that's right. So, of course, if there's loonies, I guess $2 must be toonies. And this comes from a culture that frequently reminds me that as an Australian, we shorten things, like, as in we call football footy and things. All right, we do. But, you know, so do you guys. Anyway, so I bring down my money, I've got everything organised, I put my money in the machine, it goes to slots and it beeps and carries on, and I press a button, and nothing happened. And I thought, okay, so I'm on my own, and what have I done? I put my liquid in the thing, yeah, because there's a little drawer, you've got to put the liquid in the right drawer too, because there's two drawers, there's drawers for this and drawers for that, and oh, goodness me. So, okay, so you put the liquid in the drawer, yes, I've done that. Washing's in, the thing's probably closed because it's a front loader, and of course if you don't close them properly or sensibly, they don't turn on. Because I always wonder about those. Has anybody ever had a front loader? Chime in and let me know, call in and tell me if you've ever had a front loader that has blown its seal, or that you've opened up expecting to get your laundry out and wound up being inundated with water. It looks to me, from a technical standpoint, like that can't happen, but that's beyond the scope of this podcast, I guess. I do understand how that seal inflates and what it does and everything. Anyway, so I'm thinking, all right, what else could be wrong? Power, yes, we've got power on, and I can tell. I won't go into how, but I can tell that the light was there, and I know that. So, all right, it turned out that one of the coins had simply come back out of the return slot, but it doesn't tell you that, like, there's nothing to tell you that this has happened. So I finally accidentally figured out, just because my hand happened to wander across the thing, okay, here's the coin's not, won't go in. So for some bizarre, peculiar reason, it decides that one of the coins that I have, it didn't look any different than any other coins, it will not accept. So, of course, I have to go wandering around, and I think the poor person in the store thought I'd gone completely mad, as probably does anyone listening to this podcast. And I had to explain to them that I needed to change this coin. And he said, well, why? It's a perfectly normal coin. I mean, what do you want another one for? So I had to go through and explain that all. Oh, I said, oh, yeah, they often do that. They said, oh, okay, fine. So back I go to find that I had closed the door, completely forgetting the door would lock. Oh, boy. So I go and find my, and it works on a security thing. We did all that, and I come back in, I unlock the door, and I'm thinking, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to find my washing is gone. Thankfully, no, it hadn't. We go and we put the thing in, and then I'm thinking, all right, so what do I do now? I mean, what do you do while your laundry is being done? Because, okay, you guys just go sit down somewhere, right? Oh, no, can't do that. There's nothing. This is this tiny little laundry which has a little bench for, I guess, putting clothes on, putting your basket on, whatever. But nothing else. It's as sparse as all. So you sit down there and you wait and you wait and you wait, and it clicks and it clops and it carries on and does all its thing. And finally it finishes, and then you have to go through the same thing again with the dryer. And again, you have to go through finding out the buttons and finding the recorder and finding the... Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I want a washing machine and a dryer. I do. And I'm a man, and I'm a guy. I'm a guy that doesn't... I don't carry out washing. I don't. I mean, if there was some automatic way of washing, I'd for you, wouldn't we all? Right, guys, admit it, guys. And you're all sitting there saying, oh, no, I always do the washing for my wife. And you do not. Either that, or you do, but you absolutely hate it. You do it hoping for favours that you probably don't get. maybe you do, I don't know. But it is the most ridiculous thing. An ad coins to it and add the fuss of making sure that, that's the other thing, that nobody changes the mode of the washing machine and you can't tell because there's nothing that tells you, so you have to go. It's just hassle. There's my gripe for the universe for this episode. Coin laundries, you know, there should be a law against them. But I guess if there wasn't, I wouldn't be able to afford. I mean, where would I put? There's nowhere in this place I'd be able to put a washer and a dryer, even if I had one. So I guess that's the positive side of it, but that's the fun side of it. And that, for that person who wanted another episode, is how trivial my life has become. My life has become trivial enough that I can actually create a podcast about my first experience with a coin laundry. But I wonder how many of you got to be 54 years old before you had to fight with a coin laundry. There you go. And I always finish these things with a piece of totally unrelated trivia. And today, it is about, this is for cat lovers and for people who have cats. The rest of you, it's over for today. Have any of you noticed that no matter how frequently you change your cat box, and I only have one cat, and I've got one of those nice little corner cat boxes with the sieve and the recyclable thing and all that stuff, and it's good. It's good. And I have no trouble with the actual job itself, right? That's no big deal. It's no big deal. People say, oh, it's yucky. It's not. It takes a few minutes and it's no big deal. But have you ever noticed that no matter what time of the day or how long it is since you've done it, as soon as you finish changing the cat box, your cat will go in there and make a mess. I guarantee it. You try clean your cat box, right? And then wait 5 minutes. Wait till he does it. Then go, well, he or she. Go and clean your cat box again straight away just for fun. And I'll bet you your cat goes straight back in there and does it again. Why? I mean, what is it with cat? I just don't get it. There you go. That is my... And no, I have not had anything to drink or any other now legalized substances in this country. Thank the goddess that the government has some come to sense. And you know, we didn't have riots in the streets, and we haven't had mass. I had a cab driver tell me that on the 17th, when they legalized marijuana in Ontario or in Canada, as they did, that there'd be craziness in the streets and that there'd be like mass. Well, yeah, all sorts of weird things to say. No, it hasn't happened. Nothing's changed. And I didn't expect it would. But no, I haven't had any substances or anything. I just felt like sounding off about coin laundries. Next time, I promise, I will have something more sensible to talk about. Well, no, I don't. You know what? I don't promise. But I will try to have something more sensible to talk about. Bye-bye.